I also know color theory inside and out. I'm a professional artist, went to Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, New York. I've been reading tarot for about 25 years, and that's another key thing. With tarot, specifically the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, which is kind of the standard go-to, everybody kind of cringes when people talk about cards, and it has this kind of looming darkness around the whole concept of any of this stuff, right? But let's, there I am present. I'm just going to say on a side note here, a little teaser here. There is a slide show that I created for a tarot presentation that I was asked to do at the Mahoning County Youngstown Public Library System at the main branch tomorrow night. And in that slide presentation, I have an image that says Carl Jung meets Luke Skywalker. Now why that is, not only is it a little bit of a kind of teaser moment, gets people thinking, and it's like, what is this? But the truth behind the Rider-Waite-Smith tarot deck is that Carl Jung, and anybody can look this up, was a part of the movement that created Rider-Waite-Smith tarot.
Oh,
And the
wow.
entire hero's journey can be found in the what's called the major arcana cards in tarot. And it's the archetypes of a personal journey. So I blend all of this with my clients, as well as meditation and somatic therapy approaches, which is basically just getting all of the locked up energies and the angst and the stress. And if there is something that is just outside of my depth, I will call upon people in the field and also outside, as in, an actual licensed therapist or any of that. Anything that I do is not to negate any kind of medication or absolute traditional therapy or anything like that. This is kind of an accompaniment for one's personal faith and personal wellness, and just somebody that might need a little extra something that they're not going to find within the regimented black and white standards of wellness.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, it kind of reminds me of the, you know, the very old saying, you know, there are no atheists in foxholes. And I think it's very interesting because when it comes to our health, physical, mental, sometimes spiritual, you know, that well-being, there is no stone that I think anybody would leave unturned if we had a problem. And to your point, some people, you know, are just missing something, maybe that they feel they are missing something with traditional medicine, or traditional treatments, whether that's therapy, prescription, prescription medication, or wellness programs. And I think that there's a lot of people who are going to exhaust any option. And so, you know, when we talk about things like palmistry and tarot and, you know, sound baths and aromatherapy and herbology,
And Reiki too. And Reiki,
you
I
know,
neglect
anything
Reiki.
that
I
people
am a Reiki
feel,
master.
you know, anything that people feel can give them comfort, improvement even. I think, you know, I would encourage anybody to exhaust themselves in finding what helps them. You know, helps them feel better and feel fulfilled. Because I think those are two very, very linked things. You know, it's hard for us to feel better if we don't feel fulfilled at the same time, or at least not sustainably.
It's pretending to just so that you can fit in at the end of the day. That never works out. You,
So
everybody deserves happiness.
everybody absolutely deserves happiness. So